Hey everyone, ready to jump into the world of AI and orthodontics? We've got some incredible insights from Dr. Baxman, who's really a leading expert in this area.
You know, Dr. Baxman's work really shows just how much AI is going to change orthodontics, like fundamentally change it.
It really does seem like a revolution in the making, right? I mean, we're talking about changes to everything, diagnostics, treatments, even 3D printing and robotics.
It is. It's remarkable, really. And you know what really stood out to me about Dr. Baxman's perspective? It's that he's so focused on how all of this impacts patients. This isn't just about cool tech. It's about improving care and safety for patients.
Absolutely. So where do we even begin with all of this?
Well, Dr. Baxman spent some time talking about data management, and it makes sense. Think about all the information orthodontic clinics handle. Medical histories, x-rays, those 3D scans of your face, it's a ton of sensitive data.
Yeah, no doubt. And with all the cybersecurity threats these days, keeping that data safe has got to be a major concern.
It is, and that's where AI steps in. Dr. Baxman discussed how AI systems are getting better and better at encrypting and decrypting all this sensitive data and doing it faster while maintaining really high privacy standards. Like, did you know AI can actually create those encryption keys, and they're considered highly random, which makes them way harder for hackers to crack.
So it's like having an AI security guard watching over all that patient information.
Exactly. But it's not just about basic security either. Dr. Baxman also mentioned something called safety controlling systems, or SCSs. These systems are designed to basically keep an eye on AI in healthcare and make sure it's operating safely and ethically.
That definitely adds a layer of reassurance. But what about the treatment side of things? How is AI actually being used to improve diagnoses and treatment plans?
Okay, so this is where it gets really interesting. Imagine AI that can look at those cephalometric images, you know, x-rays of the head, but with way more detail and accuracy than even a trained human eye.
Wow, so it's like having an AI assistant working alongside the orthodontist, making sure nothing gets missed.
Exactly. And Dr. Baxman actually brought up this fascinating point about how AI can help reduce bias, you know, human bias in treatment. He used the term effect heuristics, which, you know, basically means that even the best clinicians can sometimes be influenced by their own emotions or past experiences.
That makes a lot of sense. The AI is like a second opinion, an objective one, to help make sure the patient is getting the best possible care.
Right. And here's another thing. Some AI systems, especially those using symbolic AI, can actually figure out a patient's skeletal age. That's super important for making sure treatments happen at the right time.
So AI is not only catching things we might miss, it's helping us intervene early for better results. Now, I'm curious about how this all translates to the actual creation of those orthodontic appliances.
Well, that's where 3D printing enters the picture. And Dr. Baxman was very enthusiastic about this technology.
3D printing, huh? It seems like that's everywhere these days. I have to admit, I don't really get how it's used in orthodontics. It sounds kind of futuristic, you know?
Well, it is futuristic in a way, and Dr. Baxman talked about how it's changing the way appliances are actually made. We're talking about braces, retainers, all custom fit, all created with this incredible level of precision.
So no more of those messy molds they used to use. Can they really just print out a perfect appliance for every patient?
It's pretty amazing. Dr. Baxman explained that instead of those old school molds, they use digital scans of the patient's teeth, and then they use that scan data to create a 3D model, and that model is what they use to actually print the appliance.
That sounds way more comfortable and probably faster too. I remember getting those molds done as a kid, and it wasn't exactly fun.
Yeah, I can imagine. And comfort is just one part of it. Dr. Baxman talked about how 3D printing allows for a level of accuracy that you just couldn't get before. So the appliances fit better, they work more effectively, and it might even mean shorter treatment times.
Wow, so 3D printing isn't just a gimmick, it's really improving how treatment works.
Exactly. And, you know, while we're on the topic of precision, Dr. Baxman also touched on AI-powered robotics. Can you imagine a robotic arm, like something out of a movie, carefully bending those wires for braces, making sure every bend is absolutely perfect?
That sounds pretty wild. But I'm curious, how does having a robot bend the wires benefit the patient? Is it really that much better than having a skilled orthodontist do it by hand?
Well, think about it. Even the most skilled hands are still human, right? There's always a chance for tiny variations, tiny inconsistencies. But robotic systems, they eliminate that human margin of error. They can bend wires with this amazing precision, making sure every single bend is exactly right.
So it's all about taking out that human variability and making the treatment as predictable as possible.
Precisely. And this level of precision, it can lead to more predictable results, maybe even fewer adjustments needed over time. And fewer adjustments mean fewer visits to the orthodontist, which is good for everyone.
That makes sense. So we've got AI handling data, helping with diagnosis, and now even making and adjusting appliances. It's incredible. What about teleorthodontics? I know Dr. Baxman is really excited about the potential there too.
Teleorthodontics is really interesting because it's all about accessibility and convenience. It basically uses digital tools and platforms so orthodontists can monitor patients remotely. Dr. Baxman really emphasized how this can bridge the gap for people who might not have easy access to orthodontic specialists. You know, think about people in rural areas or folks who have trouble getting around.
So are we talking about like virtual appointments with the orthodontist? How does that actually work?
It can involve virtual consultations, yeah, but it's more than that. Patients can actually take pictures or videos of their teeth and send them to their orthodontist through a secure system. And then AI can actually step in and analyze those images. It can look for any problems or anything that needs adjusting. And then the orthodontist can check things out remotely and give advice, or they might decide to schedule an in-person visit. So teeth.
That's amazing. It seems like teleorthodontics could really open up access for a lot of people who struggle to get regular care. But how effective is it compared to actually seeing the orthodontist in person? Are there any limitations to what they can do remotely?
You're right. It's not a replacement for in-person care entirely, but Dr. Baxman believes it has huge potential to make treatment more accessible and convenient. And it's particularly well-suited for some treatments, like those clear aligners, where it's mostly about monitoring how the teeth are moving.
So it's about giving patients more options and making sure they get the care they need, regardless of their circumstances?
Absolutely. And as technology keeps improving, we can expect even more uses for teleorthodontics in the future. It's really an exciting area to watch.
Okay, I have to say, my mind is blown. AI is really changing the game in ways I never would have imagined. It's incredible to think about how AI is already making a difference for both patients and orthodontists. So, with all this talk about AI, where does the human orthodontist fit in? Are we going to see robots taking over orthodontic practices?
That's a question a lot of people are asking, and Dr. Baxman had some really interesting thoughts on that. He's not worried about robots replacing orthodontists. Instead, he sees AI as a way to boost their abilities.
So it's more of a partnership, like AI and orthodontists working together?
Yeah, exactly. AI can do a lot of the heavy lifting, like analyzing data and suggesting treatment options. But ultimately, it's still the orthodontist who makes the decisions.
That makes sense. AI can bring all that data crunching power, but it's the human expertise that really guides the treatment.
Right. And it's exciting to see how this is shaping a new generation of orthodontists. They're not afraid of AI. They're learning to use it as a tool to make them even better at what they do.
So it's not just about the technology. It's about how humans and technology can work together to create a better experience for everyone.
It is. And I think that's a key takeaway here. As AI becomes more common in healthcare, it's important to remember that it's there to serve us, to enhance our capabilities, not replace us.
Well said. Dr. Baxman's insights have really given us a lot to think about today, you know, from the technical stuff like data encryption to these bigger questions about the role of technology in healthcare.
It's been a great conversation, and I think it shows how much potential AI has to change things, not just in orthodontics, but in healthcare as a whole.
Absolutely. So, listeners, we've taken a deep dive into the world of AI in orthodontics, and wow, it's pretty mind-blowing stuff. We've seen how AI is changing everything from data management to diagnostics to the actual treatment itself. So do we have places still to go? And what's coming to mind for me in this conversation is disappointing stories, fascinating stories.
And remember, this is just the beginning. As AI keeps evolving, the possibilities for improving patient care are just going to keep growing.
It really makes you wonder what the future holds. And on that note, I'm going to leave you with a question that Dr. Baxman posed. What other areas of healthcare could benefit from AI? while still, you know, keeping that human touch front and center?
That's a great question to consider. The possibilities really are endless.
While AI offers incredible advancements, the human touch remains essential in healthcare. We'll continue to explore this balance and the exciting possibilities it unlocks. Until next time, keep exploring the future of health with us.